So if the U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech get their way, the COVID-19 vaccine they've developed could be rolled out within weeks, but not necessarily to South Africa. Experts saying that realistically, we could only get a vaccine in the middle or latter part of 2021. Another pharma giant, Moderna, whose vaccine development was funded by the U.S. government, and let's not forget Dolly Parton too, also reported impressive results. South Africa already involved in four other human trials. Eyewitness News reporter Mia Lindeke sat down with two of the country's top scientists to get a better idea of what these developments around vaccines mean for us here in South Africa. Mia Lindeke joining us on the line now. Mia, so where are we in the queue when it comes to these vaccines?
So Mandy, pretty much last in the queue. The US and the UK are set to get the first batches when these vaccines are cleared. But the question is, where does it leave the rest of the world, the countries who don't have rich economies? Now, through the World Health Organization, there's this facility established called COVAX, and you're probably going to hear more of this in the coming months, but more than 180 countries are part of this, and South Africa is supporting it, although we haven't made our first contribution to this. But this facility helps to ensure that if more vaccines are proven safe and effective, it will be distributed through COVAX, which will then make sure that the countries get some amount of dosages at the same time. So, for instance, the first batch, we are looking at all the countries vaccinating about 3% of their population, then second round 10%, and then 20%, you know, and so forth. But because experts are saying that it's one thing for all the rich countries to say they're buying all the vaccines because they can, but, you know, it won't protect the entire population against the virus. We know that that's how the pandemic started in the first place, being transported across the borders. So we need at least 10 effective vaccines for this pandemic to be under control. We also know that Cyril Ramaphosa said earlier this month that if there is a vaccine in South Africa, you know, can get our hands on it, it might be able to start manufacturing it in the Eastern Cape, which is going to put South Africa in a place where we can start negotiating for the first batch. But there are a number of issues, Mandy. We don't have a plan for adults to be vaccinated. It's only a plan for children. And there are so many questions in terms of how are we going to transport these vaccines? You know, where are we going to store it? So many questions. And South Africa, we just simply don't have those plans. But governments say that they are actually going to fast track it. They didn't anticipate these vaccines to develop, you know, so quickly. But the question is, you know, how long before South Africa can get our hands on some of these vaccines, you know? When can we expect it? But I want you to listen to what Professor Salim Abdul Karim had to say about how long this process is going to take for us in South Africa.
We just have no idea because these companies haven't made the vaccines yet. It's not like the vaccines are sitting somewhere and they just have to be shipped here. They still have to be made. We have no idea how long that's going to take. Are they going to have problems in making it? I think we'd be lucky, you know, if we can get vaccines in the third quarter of next year. That would mean we were fortunate to get it at that time. More likely it would be even later. We're going to have to live with the situation of the current restrictions for quite a while, you know, wearing masks and social distancing. It's not just that we have a vaccine. We've got to get to a point where we've vaccinated enough people in our society that we can drop those measures. And that's going to take a long time.
So, Mandy, there you have it. It will definitely not be during our winter next year when we are expecting another influx of these cases.
And, Mia, when we do get our hands on those limited vaccines, how will government determine who will get dosages first?
That's a very tough question, Mandy, and I think governments around the world are grappling with this. Healthcare workers will get the vaccines. I mean, that's a given. But now the lines get a bit blurry in terms of, you know, who deserve it, who should get it first. You know, people with comorbidities. We hear this so often, you know, the elderly. But who will determine who gets it and who not? You know, we know that the experts say we're going to get a limited supply of stock here in South Africa. We also know that people in high density areas are more likely to contract the virus and then also spread it faster. So then government will have to decide which areas will get their hands on these vaccines first. But then also they need to make sure that they have some sort of a record of those who did receive the vaccines, you know, that they can come back. At this stage, people will have to get a double dose. So we need to make sure that people do get the first vaccine, that they come back for the second one. But Wits University Professor of Vaccinology, Shabeem Mahdi, says all of this will be such a fine balancing act.
The group that we probably need to be targeting when it comes to those high-risk groups is actual deployment, however unfair this might sound. It's actual deployment of a vaccine initially in areas where there's a high density of population. You're going to need to be strategic in terms of who we target for vaccination. People with diabetes, hypertension, severe obesity. Now, that group as a whole is not insignificant. I mean, that probably makes up about 40% of the adult population in South Africa. And I'm not even talking of HIV and tuberculosis.
The voice there of Wits University Professor of Vaccinology, Shabeem Mahdi, speaking to us there, Mia Lindeke, EWN reporter, taking a look. And it's going to be quite a long time before we get those vaccines rolled out in South Africa. And also, as she says, the issues around how do we keep them in freezers in the South African context, really, really difficult transporting them to rural areas as well.